my sophomore year at Miss Muff's Academy for Young Ladies College. A kind of junior Lady Chatterley arrangement, as it turned out, the marriage. He mowed the lawn at Miss Muff's, sitting up there all naked on a big power mower, mowing away. But Daddy and Miss Muff got together and put an end to that real quick. Annulled. Which is a laugh, because theoretically you can't get an annulment if there's entrance. Ha! Anyway, so I was re-virginized, finished at Miss Muff's, where they had one less gardener's boy, and a real shame that was, and I came back here and sort of sat around for a while. I was hostess for Daddy, and I took care of him, and it was nice. It was very nice.
Yes. Yeah.
What do you mean, yes, yes? How would you know, lover? And I got the idea about that time that I would marry into the college, which didn't seem to be quite as stupid as it turned out. I mean, Daddy had a sense of history, of continuation. And why don't you come over here and sit by me?
I don't think I should. I
suit yourself. A sense of continuation, history, and he'd always had it in the back of his mind to groom someone to take over sometime when he quit. A succession, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Which is natural enough. When you've made something, you want to pass it on to somebody. So I was sort of on the lookout for prospects with a new man, an heir apparent. It wasn't Daddy's idea that I had to necessarily marry the guy. I mean, I wasn't the albatross. You know, you didn't have to take me to get the prize or anything like that. It was just something I had in the back of my mind. And a lot of the new men were married.
Sure.
Like you, baby.
Like you, baby.
But then George came along. Along came George.
And along came George bearing Hooch. What are you doing now, Martha?
I'm telling a story. Sit down. You'll learn something.
All righty.
You come back.
That's right.
Dear, he's come back.
Yes, I see. I see.
Where was I?
Oh, I'm so glad.
Oh, yeah. And along came George. That's right, who was young, intelligent, and bushy-tailed, and sort of cute, if you can imagine it.
And younger than you.
And younger than me.
By 6 years.
It doesn't bother me, George. And anyway, along he came, bright-eyed, into the history department. And you know what I did, dumb cluck that I am? You know what I did? I fell for him.
Oh. That's nice.
Yes, she did. You should have seen it. She'd sit outside of my room, on the lawn, at night, and she'd howl and claw at the turf. I couldn't work.
I actually fell for him. It. That. There.
Martha's a romantic at heart.
That I am. So, I actually fell for him. And the match seemed practical, too. You know, Daddy was looking for someone to take over sometime when he was ready to retire.
Minute,
and so I thought...
Stop it, Martha.
What do you want?
I thought you were telling the story of our courtship, Martha. I didn't know you were going to start in on the other business.
Well, I am.
I wouldn't if I were you.
Oh, you wouldn't. Well, you're not.
Now, you've already sprung a leak about you-know-what.
What? What?
About the apple of our eye, the sprout, the little bugger, our son. And if you start in on this other business, I warn you, Martha, it's going to make me angry.
It is it?
I warn you.
Oh! You what?
I warn you.
Do you really think we have to go through...
I stand warned. Anyway, so I married the SOB, and I had it all planned out. He was the groom. He was going to be groomed. He'd take over someday. First, he'd take over the history department, and then when Daddy retired, he'd take over the college. You know? That's the way it was supposed to be. You getting angry, baby? Huh? That's the way it was supposed to be. Very simple. And Daddy seemed to think it was a pretty good idea, too. For a while. until he watched for a couple of years. You getting angrier? Until he watched for a couple of years and started thinking maybe it wasn't such a good idea after all, that maybe Georgie boy didn't have the stuff, that he didn't have it in him.
Stop it, Martha.
The hell I will. You see, George didn't have much push. He wasn't particularly aggressive. In fact, he was a sort of a flop. A great big fat flop.
I said stop, Martha.
I hope that was an empty bottle, George. You don't want to waste good liquor, not on your salary, not on an associate professor's salary. I mean, he'd be no good at trustees' dinners, fundraising. He didn't have any personality, you know what I mean? Which was disappointing to Daddy, as you can imagine. So here I am, stuck with this flop.
Don't go on, Martha.
This bog in the history department.
Don't, Martha, don't.
Who's married to the president's daughter.
I said
who's expected
don't.
To be somebody. Not
I,
just some nobody.
I,
some bookworm. Somebody who's so
I'm
damn contemplative.
Wolf,
he can't make
Christian,
anything out of himself.
Who's
somebody without the guts
Virginia
to make anybody
Wolf,
proud of him. All right, George.
Who's afraid of Virginia Wolf?
Stop it!
I'm gonna be sick. I'm gonna vomit.
Oh, for God's sake!
Oh, Jesus.
Act 2. Walpurgisnacht.
I guess she's all right. She really shouldn't drink. She's frail. Slim-hipped, as you'd have it.
I'm really very sorry. Where's my little yum-yum? Where's Martha?
She's making coffee in the kitchen. She gets sick quite easily.
Martha? Oh, no, Martha hasn't been sick a day in her life. Unless you count the time she spends in the restaurant.
No, no. My wife. My wife gets sick quite easily. Your wife is Martha.
Oh, yes. I know.
She doesn't really spend any time in a rest home.
Your wife?
No, yours.
Oh, mine. No, no, she doesn't. I would. I mean, if I were her, she... I would, but I'm not, and so I don't. I like to, though. It gets pretty bouncy around here sometimes.
Yes, I'm sure.
Well, you saw an example of it.
I try not to...
Get involved. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's right.
I'd imagine not.
I find it embarrassing.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yes, really. Quite.
Yes, really. Quite. It's disgusting.
Now look, I didn't have anything...
Disgusting! Do you think I like having that... whatever it is, ridiculing me, tearing me down in front of... you? Do you think I care for it?
Well, no. I don't imagine you care for it at all.
Oh, you don't imagine it, huh?
No, I don't. I don't imagine you do.
Your sympathy disarms me. Your compassion makes me weep. Large, salty, unscientific tears.
I just don't see why you have to subject other people to it.
I?
If you and your wife want to go at each other like a couple of...
Animals,
I don't see why you don't do it when there aren't
why,
any...
Why, you smug, self-righteous little...
Can it, Mr.
Scientist?
I've never hit an older man.
Oh, you just hit younger men, and children, and women, birds... Well, you're quite right, of course. It isn't the prettiest spectacle, seeing a couple of middle-aged types hacking away at each other, all red in the face and winded, missing half the time.
Oh, you two don't miss. You two are pretty good. Impressive.
And impressive things impress you, don't they? You're
easily impressed, sort of a pragmatic idealism.
No, it's that sometimes I can admire things that I don't admire. Now, flagellation isn't my idea of good times, but...
But you can admire a good flagellator, a real pro.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Your wife throws up a lot, eh?
I didn't say that. I said she gets sick quite easily.
Oh, I thought by sick you meant... That...
Well, it's true. She does throw up a lot. Once she starts, there's practically no stopping her. I mean, she'll go right on for hours. Well, not all the time, but regularly.
You can tell time by her, huh?
Just about.
Drink?
Sure. I married her because she was pregnant.
Oh. But you said you didn't have any children. When I asked you, you said...
She wasn't really. It was a hysterical pregnancy. She blew up, and then she went down.
And while she was up, you married her.
And then she went down.
Bourbon is right?
Yes. Bourbon.
When I was 16 and going to prep school during the Punic Wars... A bunch of us used to go into New York on the first day of vacations before we fanned out to our homes. And in the evening, this bunch of us used to go to this gin mill owned by the gangster father of one of us, for this was during the Great Experiment, or Prohibition, as mm-hmm. it is more frequently called. And it was a bad time for the liquor lobby, but a fine time for the crooks and cops. And we would go to this gin mill, and we would drink with the grown-ups and listen to the jazz. And one time, in the bunch of us, there was this boy who was 15. And he had killed his mother with a shotgun some years before. Accidentally, completely accidentally, without even an unconscious motivation. I have no doubt, no doubt at all. And this one evening, this boy went with us, and we ordered our drinks. And when it came his turn, he said, "I'll have Bergen. Give me some Bergen, please. Bergen and water." Well, we all laughed. He was blonde, and he had the face of a cherub. And we all laughed, and his cheeks went red, and the color rose in his neck. And the assistant crook who had taken our order told people at the next table what the boy had said. And then they laughed, and then more people were told, and the laughter grew, and more people, and more laughter, and no one was laughing more than us, and none of us more than the boy who had shot his mother. And soon everyone in the gin mill knew what the laughter was about, and everyone started ordering Bergen, laughing when they ordered it. And soon, of course, the laughter became less general, but it did not subside entirely for a very long time. For always, at this table or that, someone would order Bergen, and a new area of laughter would rise. We drank free that night, and we were bought champagne by the management, by the gangster father of one of us. And, of course, we suffered the next day, each of us with a grown-up's hangover. But it was the grandest day of my youth.
Yeah. Thank you. What? What happened to the boy? The boy who had shot his mother?
I won't tell you.
All right.
The following summer, on a country road, with his learner's permit in his pocket and his father on the front seat to his right, he swerved the car to avoid a porcupine and drove straight into a large tree.
Oh, no.
He was not killed, of course, and in the hospital when he was conscious and out of danger, and when they told him that his father was dead, he began to laugh, I have been told. And his laughter grew, and he would not stop. And it was not until after they jammed a needle in his arm, not until after that, until his consciousness slipped away from him,
that his laughter subsided, stopped, and when he was recovered from his injuries enough so that he could be moved without damage should he struggle, he was put in an asylum. That was 30 years ago.
Is he still there?
Oh, yeah. And I'm told that for these 30 years, he has not uttered one sound. Martha! Martha!
I told you, she's making coffee.
For your hysterical wife who goes up and down.
Went up and down.
Went. No more?
No more. Nothing.
The saddest thing about men... Well, no, one of the saddest things about men is the way they age, some of them. Do you know what it is with insane people, do you? The quiet ones?
No.
They don't change. They don't grow old.
Well, they must.
Well, eventually, probably, yes. But they don't in the usual sense. They maintain a firm-skinned serenity. The underuse of everything leaves them quite whole.
Are you recommending it?
No. Some things are sad, though. But you just gotta buck up and face them, that's all. Buck up. Martha doesn't have hysterical pregnancies.
My wife had one.
Yes. Martha doesn't have pregnancies at all.
Well, no, I don't imagine so. Now... Do you have any other kids? Do you have any daughters or anything?
Do we have any what?
Do you have any... Well, I mean, do you have only one kid? Your son?
Oh, no. Just one. One boy. Our son.
Oh. That's nice.
Oh, ho, ho. Yes, well, he's a comfort. A beanbag.
Oh, what?
A beanbag. Beanbag. You wouldn't understand. Bean bag.
I heard you. I didn't say I was deaf. I said I didn't understand.
You didn't say that at all.
I meant I was implying I didn't understand, for Christ's sake.
You're getting testy.
I'm sorry.
All I said was our son, the apple of our three eyes, Martha being a cyclops, our son is a beanbag, and you get testy.
I'm sorry. It's late. I'm tired. I've been drinking since 9 o'clock. My wife is vomiting. There's been a lot of screaming going on around here.
And so you're testy, naturally. Don't worry about it. Anybody who comes here ends up getting testy. It's expected. Don't be upset.
I'm not upset.
You're testy.
Yes.
I'd like to set you straight about something while the little ladies are out of the room. I'd like to set you straight about what Martha said.
I don't make judgments, so there's no need, really, unless you...
Well, I want to. I know you don't like to become involved. I know you like to preserve your scientific detachment in the face of, for lack of a better word, life and all, but still, I want to tell you.
I'm a guest. You go right ahead.
Oh, well, thanks. Now that makes me feel all warm and runny inside.
Well, if you're gonna... Hey! If you're gonna start that kind of stuff again...
Hark, forest sounds.
Hmm?
Animal noises.
Hey!
Oh.
Well, here's Nursey.
We're sitting up, we're having coffee, and we'll be back in.
Oh, is there anything I should do?
Nah, you just stay here and listen to Georgia's side of things. Bore yourself to death.
Monstre.
Cochon.
Bête.
Canaille.
Putain.
Did you clean up the mess you made, George?
No, Martha, I did not clean up the mess I made. I've been trying for years to clean up the mess I made.
Have you?
Hmm?
Have you been trying for years?
Accommodation. Malleability, adjustment. Those do seem to be in the order of things, don't they?
Don't try to put me in the same class with you.
Oh, no, of course not. Things are simpler with you. You marry a woman because she's all blown up, while I, in my clumsy, old-fashioned way...
There was more to it than that.
Sure. I bet she has money, too.
Yes.
Yes? Yes?
You mean I was right? I hit it?
Well, you see...
My God, what archery. First try, too. How about that?
You see...
There were other things to compensate.
Yes.
There always are. No, I'm sure there are. I didn't mean to be flipped. There are always compensating factors. As in the case of Martha and myself, now on the surface of it...
We sort of grew up together, you
it
know?
It looks to be a kind of knockabout, drag-out affair on the surface of it.
We knew each other from, oh, God, I don't know, when we were six or something.
But somewhere back there, the beginning of it, right when I first came to New Carthage, back then...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hmm? Oh, no, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
No, you go ahead.
No, please.
I insist. You're a guest. You go first.
Well, it seems a little silly now.
Nonsense. But if you were six, she must have been four or something.
Well, maybe I was eight. She was six. We used to play doctor.
Well, that's a good, healthy, heterosexual beginning.
Yep.
The scientist even then, eh?
Yeah. And it was, well, always taken for granted, you know, by our families and, well, us too, I guess. And so we did.
Did what?
We got married.
When you were eight?
No, of course not. Much later.
I wondered.
I wouldn't say there was any particular passion between us, even at the beginning of our marriage, I mean.
Well, certainly no surprise. No earth-shaking discoveries after doctor and all.
No.
Everything's all pretty much the same anyway. In spite of what they say about Chinese women.
What is that?
Well, let me freshen you up.
Oh, thanks. After a while, you don't get any drunker, do you?
Well, you do, but it's different. Everything slows down. You get sodden. Unless you can upchuck, like your wife, then you can sort of start all over again.
Everybody drinks a lot here in the East. Everybody drinks a lot in the Middle West, too.
We drink a great deal in this country, and I suspect we'll be drinking a great deal more, too, if we survive. We should be Arabs or Italians. The Arabs don't drink, and the Italians don't get drunk much, except on religious holidays. We should live on Crete or something.
And that, of course, would make us cretins.
So it would. Tell me about your wife's money.
Why?
Well, don't then.
What do you want to know about my wife's money for? Huh?
Well, I thought it would be nice.
No, you didn't.
All right, I want to know about your wife's money because, well, because I'm fascinated by the methodology, by the pragmatic accommodation by which you wave of the future boys are going to take over.
You're starting in again.
Am I? No, I'm not. Look, Martha has money, too. I mean, her father's been robbing this place blind for years.
No, he hasn't. He has not.
He hasn't?
No.
Well, very well. Martha's father has not been robbing this place blind for years, and Martha does not have any money, okay?
We were talking about my wife's money, not yours.
Okay. Talk.
No. My father-in-law was a man of the Lord, and he was very rich.
What faith?
My father-in-law was called by God when he was six or something, and he started preaching, and he baptized people. And he saved them, and he traveled around a lot, and he became pretty famous. Not like some of them, but he became pretty famous, and when he died, he had a lot of money.
God's money?
No, his own.
What happened to God's money?
He spent God's money, and he saved his own. He built hospitals, and he sent off mercy ships, and he brought the outhouses indoors, and he brought the people outdoors into the sun, and he built three churches, or whatever they were, and two of them burned down. And he ended up pretty rich.
Well, I think that's very nice.
Yes. And so, my wife's got some money.
But not God's money.
No, her own.
Well, I think that's very nice. Martha's got money because Martha's father's second wife, not Martha's mother, but after Martha's mother died... Mm. Was a very old lady with warts who was very rich.
She was a witch.
She was a good witch, and she married the white mouse with the tiny red eyes, and he must have nibbled her warts or something like that because she went up in a puff of smoke almost immediately. Poof, poof, poof. And all that was left, aside from some wart medicine, was a big, fat will. A peach pie with some for the township of New Carthage, some for the college, some for Martha's daddy, and just this much for Martha.
Maybe my father-in-law and the witch with the wart should have gotten together because he was a mouse too.
He was?
Sure, he was a church mouse. Your wife never mentioned a stepmother.
Well, maybe it isn't true.
Maybe it is.
Might be. Might not. Well, I think your story's a lot nicer about your pumped-up little wife and your father-in-law who was a priest.
He was not a priest. He was a man of God.
Yes.
And my wife wasn't pumped up. She blew up.
Yes, yes.
Get things straight.
I'm sorry. I will. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You realize, of course, that I've been drawing you out on this stuff not because I'm interested in your terrible lifehood, but only because you represent a direct and pertinent threat to my lifehood, and I want to get the goods on you.
Sure, sure.
I mean, I've warned you. You stand warned.
I stand warned. It's you sneaky types worry me the most, you know. You ineffectual sons of bitches. You're the worst.
Yes, we are. Sneaky. An elbow in your steely blue eye. A knee in your solid gold groin. We're the worst.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad you don't believe me. I know you've got history on your side and all.
You've got history on your side. I got biology on mine. History, biology.
I know the difference.
You don't act it.
No? I thought we decided that you'd take over the history department first before you took over the whole works. You know, a step at a time.
Yeah, what I thought I'd do is I'd sort of insinuate myself generally, play around for a while, find all the weak spots, shore them up, but with my own nameplate on them, become some sort of a fact, and then turn into a what?
An inevitability.
Exactly, an inevitability. You know, take over a few courses from the older men, start some special groups for myself, plow a few pertinent wives.
Now that's it. You can take over all the courses you want to and get as much of the young elite together in the gymnasium as you like, but until you start plowing pertinent wives, you really aren't working. The way to a man's heart is through his wife's belly, and don't you forget it.
Yep, I know.
And the women around here are no better than puntas, you know, South American ladies of the night. You know what they do in South America, in Rio? The punters, you know, they hiss like geese. They stand around in the street and they hiss at you like a bunch of geese.
Gangle. Gangle. Gangle of geese, not bunch. Gangle.
Well, if you're going to get all cute about it, all ornithological, it's gaggle. Not gangle. Gaggle.
Gaggle? Not gangle?
Yes, gaggle.
Oh.
Huh. Yeah, well, they stand around on the street and they hiss at you like a bunch of geese. All the faculty wives downtown in New Carthage in front of the AMP hissing away like a bunch of geese. That's the way to power. Plow them all.
I bet you're right.
Well, I am.
And I'll bet your wife's the biggest goose in the gaggle, isn't she? Her father, president and all.
You bet your historical inevitabilities.
Yes, sirree. Well, now, I just better get her off in a corner and mount her like a goddamn dog, huh?
Why, you'd certainly better.
You know, I almost think you're serious.
No, baby, you almost think you're serious, and it scares the hell out of you.
Me?
Yes, you.
You're kidding!
I wish I were. I'll give you some good advice if you want me to.
Good advice from you? Oh, boy.
You haven't learned yet. Take it wherever you can get it. Listen to me now.
Come off it.
I'm giving you good advice now.
Good God.
There's quicksand here, and you'll be dragged down just
as... Oh, boy.
Before you know it, sucked down. You... disgust me on principle, and you're a smug son of a bitch personally, but I'm trying to give you a survival kit. Do you hear me?
I hear you. You come in loud.
All right.
Hey, honey?
All right. Okay, you want to play by ear, right? Everything's going to work out anyway because the timetable's history, right?
Right, right. You just tend to your knitting, Grandma. I'll be okay.
I've tried to reach you to...
Make contact?
Yes.
communicate?
Yes, exactly.
Ah, that is touching. That is downright moving. That's what it is. Up! Yours!
Hmm?
You heard me.
You take the trouble to construct a civilization, to build a society based on the principles of principle. You endeavor to make a communicable sense out of natural order, morality out of the unnatural disorder of man's mind. You make government an art and realize that they are, must be, both the same. You bring things to the saddest of all points, to the point where there is something to lose. Then all at once, through all the music, through the sensible sounds of men building, attempting, comes the dies irae. And what is it? What does the trumpet sound? Up yours. I suppose there's justice to it, after all the years. Up yours.
Bravo!
Thank you.
Here we are, a little shaky, but on our feet.
Goody.
What? Oh, hi, honey. You better?
A little bit, dear. I'd better sit down.
Sure, come on. Sit by me.
Oh, thank you.
Touching.
Well, aren't you going to apologize?
For what, Martha?
For making the little lady throw up. What else?
I did not make her throw up.
You most certainly did.
I did not.
No.
Well, who do you think did? Sexy over there? You think he made his own little wife sick?
Well, you make me sick.
That's different.
No, now, I throw up. I mean, I get sick occasionally all by myself without any reason.
Is that a fact?
You're delicate, honey.
I've always done it.
Like Big Ben.
Watch it.
And all the doctors say there's nothing wrong with me organically, you know?
Of course there isn't.
Well, just before we got married, I developed appendicitis, or everybody thought it was appendicitis, but it turned out to be... it was a false alarm.
Get me a drink. George makes everybody sick. When our son was just a little boy, he used to He used to throw up all the time because of George.
I said don't.
It got so bad that whenever George came into the room, he'd start right in retching, and then
the real reason our son used to throw up all the time, wife and lover, was nothing more complicated than that he couldn't stand you fiddling at him all the time, breaking into his bedroom with your kimono flying, fiddling at him all the time with your liquor breath on him and your hands all over his...
Yeah, and I suppose that's why he ran away from home twice in 1 month, too. Twice in 1 month. 6 times in 1 year.
Our son ran away from home all the time because Martha here used to corner him.
I never cornered the son of a bitch in my life.
He used to run up to me when I get home and he'd say, "Mama's always coming at me." That's what he'd say.
Liar.
Well, that's the way it was. You were always coming at him. I thought it was very embarrassing.
If you thought it was so embarrassing, what are you talking about it for?
Dear.
Yeah. Thanks, sweetheart.
I didn't want to talk about him at all. I would have been perfectly happy not to discuss the whole subject. I never want to talk about it.
Yes, you do.
When we're alone, maybe.
We're alone.
No, love. We've got guests.
We sure have.
Could I have a little brandy? I think I'd like a little brandy.
Do you think you should?
Yes, dear.
Sure, fill her up. Honey, I don't think you...
Yeah, it'll steady me, dear. I feel a little unsteady.
Hell, you can't walk steady on half a bottle. Gotta do it right.
Yes. I love brandy. I really do.
Good for you.
Well, if you think it's a good idea...
I know what's best for me, dear.
Yes, I'm sure you do.
Oh, goody. Thank you. Of course I do, dear.
I used to drink brandy.
You used to drink Bergen, too.
Shut up, Martha.
Ooh.
Hmm? Nothing.
You two men have it out while we were gone? George tell you his side of things? He bring you to tears? Huh?
Well,
no, what we did, actually, was we sort of danced around.
Oh, yeah? Mm. Cute.
Oh, I love dancing.
You didn't mean that, honey.
Well, I didn't think he did. Two grown men dancing. Heaven.
You mean he didn't start in on how he would have amounted to something if it hadn't been for Daddy? How his high moral sense wouldn't even let him try to better himself? No?
No.
And he didn't run on about how he tried to publish a goddamn book and Daddy wouldn't let him?
A book? No.
Please, Martha.
A book? What book?
Please, just a book.
Just a book?
Please, Martha.
Oh, well, I guess you didn't get the whole sad story. What's the matter with you, George? You giving up?
No. No, it's just I've got to figure out some new way to fight you, Martha. Guerrilla tactics, maybe. Internal subversion, I don't know. Something.
Well, you figure it out, and you let me know when you do.
All right, love.
Why don't we dance? I'd love some dancing.
Honey.
Would. I'd love some dancing.
Honey.
I want some dancing.
All right, for heaven's sake, we'll have some dancing.
Oh, I'm so glad. I just love dancing, don't you?
Oh, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Gee.
I dance like the wind.
Yeah.
Martha had her daguerreotype in the paper once, oh, about 25 years ago. Seems she took second prize in one of them 7-day dancing contest things. Biceps all bulging, holding up her partner.
Will you put a record on and shut up?
Certainly, love. How are we going to work this? Mixed doubles?
Well, you certainly don't think I'm going to dance with you, do you?
No, not with him around, that's for sure. And not with Twinkle Toes here, either.
Well, I'll dance with anyone. I'll dance by myself.
Honey.
I dance like the wind.
All right, kiddies, choose up and hit the sack.
Honey.
All right, George, cut that out. Cut it out, George.
What, Martha? What?
Honey.
Cut it out, George.
What?
All right, you son of a bitch.
What did you say, love?
You son of a...
You stop. Why did you stop?
Honey.
Stop that.
I thought it was fitting, Martha.
Oh, you did, huh?
You're always at me when I'm having a good time.
I'm sorry, honey.
Just don't leave me alone.
Well, why don't you choose, Martha? Martha's going to run things. The little lady's going to lead the band.
I like to dance, and you don't want me to.
I like you to dance.
Just leave me alone.
Martha's going to put on some rhythm she understands. Sacre du printemps, maybe. Hi, sexy.
Oh, God.
Choose it, Martha. Do your stuff.
You're damn right.
You want to dance with me, Angel Tits?
What did you call my wife?
Oh, boy.
No. If I can't do my interpretive dance, I don't want to dance with anyone. I'll just sit here and...
Okay, stuff. Let's go.
Hmm? Oh. Hi.
We'll just sit here and watch.
That's right.
Hey, you are strong, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I like that.
Uh-huh.
They're dancing like they've danced before.
It's a familiar dance. They both know it.
Don't be shy.
I'm not.
It's a very old ritual, Monkey Nipples. Old as they come.
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, I like the way you move.
I like the way you move, too.
They like the way they move.
That's nice.
I'm surprised George didn't give you his side of things.
Aren't they cute?
Well, he didn't.
That surprises me.
Does it?
Mm-hmm, yeah. He usually does, when he gets the chance.
Oh, what do you know?
It's really a very sad story.
You have ugly talents, Martha.
Is it?
It would make you weep.
Hideous gifts.
Is that so?
Don't encourage her.
Encourage me.
Go on.
I warn you, don't encourage her.
He warns you, don't encourage me.
I heard him. Tell me more.
Well, Georgie boy had lots of big ambitions, in spite of something funny in his past.
Martha.
Which Georgie boy here turned into a novel. His first attempt, And also his last. I rhymed, I rhymed.
I warn you, Martha.
Yeah, you rhyme. Go on, go on.
But Daddy took a look at George's novel.
You're looking for a punch in the mouth. You know that, Martha.
Oh, do tell. And he was very shocked by what he read.
He was?
Yes, he was. A novel all about a naughty boy child.
I will not tolerate this.
Okay. Naughty boy child who killed his mother and his father dead.
Stop it, Martha.
And Daddy said, look here, I will not let you publish such a thing.
That's it. The dancing's over, that's it. Go on now.
What do you think you're doing, huh?
Violence, violence.
And Daddy said, look here, kid, you don't think for crap, do you? Not in your life, baby.
Violence, violence.
Why, the idea, a teacher at a respected conservative institution like this in a town like New Carthage publishing a book like that? If you respect your position here, young man, young whippersnapper, you'll just withdraw that man.
I will not be made mock of.
You will not be made. Hey, Mocha, for Christ's sake.
I will not. The game is over.
Imagine such a thing. A book about a boy who murders his mother and kills his father and pretends it's all an accident.
An accident.
Hey, wait a minute.
And you want to know the clincher? You want to know what big, brave Georgie said to
no,
Daddy?
No, no, no,
wait,
no.
Wait a minute,
Georgie
no.
said, but Daddy, I mean... but, sir, it isn't a novel at all. Not a novel? No, sir, it isn't a novel at all.
You will not say this.
Hey.
The hell I won't. Keep away from me, you bastard. No, sir, this isn't a novel at all. This is the truth. This really happened. To me!
I'll kill you! Hey!
Violence! Violence!
Hey!
It happened to me! To
you
me!
You satanic bitch! Stop that!
Violence!
Stop that!
Violence!
Now that is enough now!
Oh.
All right. All right. Very quiet now. We will all be very quiet.
Murderer.
Okay. That's enough. Well, that's one game. What should we do now, huh? Oh, come on. Let's think of something else. We've played Humiliate the Host. We've gone through that one. What should we do now?
Oh, look.
Oh, look. Oh, look. I mean, come on. We must know other games. College-type types like us. That can't be the limit of our vocabulary, can it?
I think maybe.
Let's see now. What else can we do? There are other games. How about Hump the Hostess? Huh? How about that? How about Hump the Hostess? You want to play that one? You want to play Hump the Hostess? Huh?
Calm down now.
Or is that for later? Mount her like a goddamn dog.
Ooh, Hump the Hostess!
Oh, just shut up, will you?
You don't want to play that now, huh? You want to save that game till later. Well, while we play now, we gotta play a game.
Portrait of a Man Drowning.
I am not drowning.
You told me to shut up.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
I'm sorry. I've got it. I'll tell you what game we'll play. We're done with Humiliate the Host this round. Anyway, we're done with that, and we don't want to play Hump the Hostess yet. Not yet. So I know what we'll play. We'll play a little round of Get the Guests. How about that? How about a little game of Get the Guests?
Oh, Jesus, George.
Book dropper, child mentioner.
I don't like these games.
Yeah, I think maybe we've had enough of games now.
Oh, no, no, we haven't. We've had only one game. Now we're going to have another. You can't fly on one game.
I think maybe...
Silence! Now, how are we going to play Get the Guests?
Oh, for God's sake, George.
You be quiet. I wonder. Okay. Well, Martha in her indiscreet way. Well, not really indiscreet, because Martha is a naive at heart. Anyway, Martha told you all about my first novel. True or false, huh? I mean, true or false that there ever was such a thing, huh? But Martha told you about it, my first novel, my memory book, which I sort of preferred she hadn't, but hell, that's blood under the bridge. But what she didn't do, what Martha didn't tell you about, is she didn't tell us all about my second novel. No, you didn't know about that, did you, Martha? About my second novel? True or false? True or false?
No.
No. Well, it's an allegory, really, probably, but it can be read as straight, cozy prose, and it's all about a nice young couple who come out of the Middle West. It's a bucolic, you see, and this nice young couple comes out of the Middle West, and he's blonde and about 30, and he's a scientist, a teacher, a scientist, and his mouse is a wifey little type who gargles brandy all the time.
Just and is here.
And they got to know each other when they was only teensy little types, and they used to get under the vanity table and poke around.
I said, just
and
a minute.
This is my game. You play yours, you people. This is my game.
I want to hear the story. I love stories.
George, for heaven's sake.
And Mousy's father was a holy man, see, and he ran sort of a traveling clip joint based on Christ and all those girls, and he took the faithful, that's all, just took them.
Oh, this is familiar.
No kidding.
And he died eventually, Mousy's pa, and they pried him open, and all sorts of money fell out. Jesus money, Mary money, loot.
Oh, I've heard this story before.
Honey.
But that's in the backwash in the early part of the book. Anyway, Blondie and his frau out of the Plain States came.
Very funny, George.
Thank you. And settled in a town just like Nouveau Carthage here.
I don't think you better go on, mister.
Do you not?
No, I don't think you better.
I love familiar stories. They're the best.
How right you are. But Blondie was in disguise, really, all got up as a teacher, because his baggage ticket had bigger things writ on it. H.I. Hi. Historical inevitability.
There's no need for you to go any further
now.
Well,
let them go on.
We shall. And he had this baggage with him, and part of this baggage was in the form of his mouse.
Well, you don't have to listen to this.
Why not?
Your bride has a point. And one of the things nobody could understand about Blondie was his baggage. His mouse, I mean. Here he was, Pancans a swimming champion or something, and he had this mouse of whom he was solicitous to a point that faileth human understanding, given that she was sort of a simp in the long run.
This isn't fair of you.
Perhaps not. Like, as I said, his mouse, she too did brandy immodestly and spent half of her time in the upchuck.
Oh, I know these people.
Do you? But she was money baggage, amongst other things, godly money ripped from the golden teeth of the unfaithful, a pragmatic extension of the big dream. And she was put up with.
I don't like this story.
Please, please don't.
Maybe you better stop, George.
And she was put up with. Stop!
Please, please don't.
Beg, baby.
George.
And, oh, we get a flashback here to how they got married.
No!
Yes!
Why?
How they got married. Well, how they got married is this. The mouse got all puffed up one day, and she went over to Blondie's house, and she stuck out her puff, and she said, look at me.
I don't like this.
Stop it!
Look at me, I'm all puffed up. Oh, my goodness, said Blondie.
And so they were married.
And so they were married.
And then...
And then...
What? And then what?
No, no.
And then the puff went away. Like magic. Poof.
Jesus God.
The puff went away.
Poof.
Honey, I didn't mean to, honestly. I didn't mean to.
You told them? You told them? Oh, no, 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 no. You couldn't have told them.
Honey, I didn't mean to.
Oh,
honey,
no.
Honey, baby, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
And that's how you play Get the Guests.
I'm gonna be sick.
Naturally.
Oh. Honey.
Hey. How'd you do it, huh? How'd you make your secret little murders stud boy doesn't know about, huh? Pills? Pills? You got a secret supply of pills or what? Apple jelly? Willpower?
Leave me alone! I'm gonna be sick!
God almighty.
The patterns of history.
You shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have done that at all.
I hate hypocrisy.
It was cruel and vicious.
She'll get over it.
And damaging.
She'll recover.
Damaging to me!
To you?
Yes!
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. By God, you gotta have a swine to show you where the truffles are. Well, you just rearrange your alliances, boy. You just pick up the pieces where you can. You just look around and make the best of things. You scramble back up on your feet.
Go look after your wife.
Yeah. Go pick up the pieces and plan some new strategy.
You're gonna regret this.
Probably. I regret everything.
I mean, I'm gonna make you regret this.
No doubt. Acute embarrassment, eh?
I'll play the charades like you got him set up. I'll play in your language.
I'll be what you say I am.
You are already. You just don't know it.
No. No. Not really.
But I'll be it, mister. I'll show you something come to life you'll wish you hadn't set up.
Go clean up the mess.
You just wait, mister.
Very good, George.
Thank you, Martha.
Really good.
I'm glad you liked it.
I mean, you did a good job. You really fixed it.
Uh-huh.
It's the most life you've shown in a long time.
You bring out the best in me, baby.
Yeah. Pygmy hunting.
Pygmy?
You're really a bastard.
I?
Yeah, you.
Baby, if quarterback there is a pygmy, you've certainly changed your style. What are you after now, giants?
You make me sick.
Oh, it's perfectly all right for you. I mean, you can make your own rules. You can go around like a hopped-up Arab, slashing away at everything in sight, scarring up half the world if you want to, but somebody else try it. No, sir.
You miserable...
Oh, why, baby, I did it all for you. I thought you'd like it, sweetheart. It's sort of to your taste, blood, carnage and all. Why, I thought you'd get all excited, sort of heave and pant and come running at me, your melons bobbling.
You've really screwed up, George.
Oh, for God's sake,
Martha. Oh, I mean it. You really have.
You can sit there in that chair of yours, you can sit there with the gin running out of your mouth, and you can humiliate me, you can tear me apart all night, and that's perfectly all right, that's okay.
You can stand it!
I cannot stand it!
You can stand it! You married me for it!
That is a desperately sick lie.
Don't you know it? Even yet!
Oh, Martha.
My arm has gotten tired whipping you.
You're mad.
For 23 years.
You're deluded, Martha. You're deluded.
It's not what I wanted.
I thought at least you were onto yourself. I didn't know. I didn't know.
Oh, I'm onto myself.
No, no, you're sick.
I'll show you who's sick.
All right, Martha. You're going too far.
I'll show you who's sick. I'll show you.
Stop it. Now stop it.
I'll show you who's sick. Boy, you're really having a field day, huh? Well, I'm gonna finish you before I'm through with you.
Well, you have a quarterback. You're both gonna finish me.
Before I'm through with you, you'll wish you died in that automobile, you bastard.
And you'll wish you never mentioned our son.
You.
Now, I said I warned you.
I'm impressed.
I warned you not to go too far.
I'm just beginning.
I'm numbed enough. And I don't mean by liquor, though maybe that's been part of the process, a gradual over the years going to sleep of the brain cells. I'm numbed enough now to be able to take you when we're alone. I don't listen to you, or when I do listen to you, I sift everything. I bring everything down to reflex response so I don't really hear you, which is the only way to manage it. But you've taken a new track, Martha, over the past couple of centuries, or however long it's been I've lived in this house with you, that makes it just too much. Too much. I don't mind your dirty underthings in public. Well, I do mind, but I've reconciled myself to that. But you've moved bag and baggage into your own fantasy world now, and you've started playing variations on your own distortions. And as a result...
Nuts!
Yes, you have.
Nuts!
Well, you can go on like that as long as you want to. And when you're done...
Have you ever listened to your sentences, George? Have you ever listened
to the way you talk. You're so frigging convoluted. That's what you are. You talk like you were writing one of your stupid papers.
Actually, I'm rather worried about you, about your mind.
Oh, don't you worry about my mind, sweetheart.
I think I'll have you committed.
Oh, baby, aren't you something?
I gotta find some way to really get at
you. Oh, you gotta me, George. You don't have to do anything. 23 years of you has been quite enough.
Oh, will you go quietly now?
Do you know what's happened, George? Do you want to know what's really happened? It snapped. Finally. Not me. It. The whole arrangement. You can go along forever and everything's manageable. You make all sorts of excuses to yourself. You know, this is life. The hell with it. Maybe tomorrow he'll be dead. Maybe tomorrow you'll be dead. All sorts of excuses. But then, one day, one night, something happens and snap. It breaks. And you just don't give a damn anymore. I've tried with you, baby. Really, I've tried.
Oh, come off it, Martha.
Oh, I've tried. I really tried.
You're a monster. You are.
I'm loud. And I'm vulgar. And I wear the pants in this house because somebody's got to. But I am not a monster. I am not.
You're a spoiled, self-indulgent, willful, dirty-minded liquor rip.
Snap. It went snap. Look, I'm not gonna try to get through to you anymore. I'm not even gonna try. There was a second back there, maybe. There was a second, just a second, when I could have gotten through to you, when maybe we could have cut through all this crap. But that's